call. Mr. Ian, are you here?
Here.
Look at that. I'm here. I'm Christian Bryant. Katrina is not here, but she will be joining us shortly. I don't have an agenda sitting in front of me.
Nope.
So I have no clue what you want me to say next.
I know, it's a surprise each time.
I can make it official and say, hey, Andreas, I'm sure you've got a nice little report to guide us through so we know what we're doing, what we need to accomplish today, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing to start with is big picture. We've always used this group to think through how you want to manage the work plan of the Rental Services Commission. And so early on in the process, the Housing Bureau made a promise to a number of members that we would try to avoid meeting during the legislative session, which began in January. Yes, the Housing Bureau made that commitment to a number of members.
I guess that makes sense.
I was just telling them about the commitment made.
I was really hoping you didn't make it. That was the one time I was hoping I did not see you.
Right now, we're looking at 4 meetings before the legislative session begins.
Okay.
We have the October meeting, which is on the 16th, the November meeting, which we're going to be polling about. We're looking at either the 14th, 15th, or the 20th right now.
When does the legislative session officially end?
June?
Is it June?
End of June?
Just before July 4th.
There you go.
I always know when I was a lot more. When I wasn't as involved in the city stuff, I was a lot more involved in the state stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember not really being done until September, but it wasn't because the session went that far. It was because everything happened and then everyone started.
So yeah. They're required to end a certain number of days.
120-something, yeah.
After the first day, which is why they've moved up the start date this year, so that it doesn't bump up against the 4th of July weekend.
So we're going to take a six-month break?
Not necessarily. Matt, do you want to elaborate on the commitment made?
So,
how strong of a commitment and how many of the RSC members? I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to go back on it, but six-month break seems like a big break, especially given the timing.
We've had some conversations, I don't know the exact number, with some folks that have talked about how during the session, landlord-tenant is obviously going to be a big topic of discussion, and it's going to take people's time and focus, and they will physically be down there,
right?
Particularly Tuesday afternoons, right? That's why we held a relocation on Fridays initially, is because it was during a session. And so we needed to have a technical group, but we were doing Fridays because folks had said, hey, we're in Salem, usually Monday through Thursday until the committee's in. Mm-hmm. We've talked about either not meeting as frequently or being more diligent, saying, okay, here are the critical items we need to hit during those 6 months. So we're going to figure out a meeting schedule that can accommodate the body getting together, as well as the fact that a number of folks are going to be down in Salem quite a bit.
Right.
So, you know, it's primarily some of the folks that are working in the landlord industry associations,
right,
because that's their full-time job, is that kind of work. So,
right.
So I just think it's, we don't need to say it's going to be a complete six-month hiatus, but I do think we need to honor this, some conversations that at least staff have had with folks saying, you know, how best can we manage the schedule so we are able to participate. If there are major things that come up, we're not absent because we also have to be in Salem for a conversation now.
And that's, I guess, one of my biggest concerns is, I mean, one, there's just a lot of things happening right now, just in housing in general, local, state, everything. And my worry is that, I mean, one, taking half the year off, we'll never get caught up like I'm hoping to where we could actually start discussing some topics proactively, but also too, and more importantly, the way things are moving in 6 months' time, I mean, there could easily be, you know, 2-3 ordinances or proposals or whatever that are landlord tenant housing related that end up in front of city council, and because we're not able to meet, the RSC doesn't actually weigh in anyway.
If those, so to the second point, if those come up, we'll definitely meet. We're not going to not meet. We can't control everything that happens at council or anything that happens at council. But if those sorts of things come up, we will certainly meet. But it is a question of outside of that. And it's to some degree, it's a question for the commission. I don't know if a full meeting is. I don't know. We can think about whether
should
or not someone at a full meeting, but it's a question for the commission, right? If you know, there will be active legislation in Salem, and to the extent that there's not active legislation in Portland, do the commissioners want to, or are they able to commit to the
right
month?
Should we? Let's see, so it's October now.
Because we're here all the time, right?
Right.
So,
can we be a little more direct about this? Who are the people that we're worried about being gone?
Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
Well, what about?
But I mean, I'm like actually trying to go through the people I have, like Deborah.
Talk to Deborah about it.
Mm-hmm. Is, I don't know how involved Jessica or Mike are at the state level.
I can't hear anything.
Mike, how involved are you at the state level?
Mike
does. My name is not Mike.
Any better?
Christian Elbow.
Not really, no.
He's not super involved. I'm
far away.
Involved, but I have
Let me
representatives
try
there. I'm only needed when they need the president to meet with somebody.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about, rather than spending too much time guessing here, at the next meeting, we put it on the agenda to say, hey, we've only got a couple months. We've heard from staff that there's some people here that are hoping we could take kind of a break. We're a little bit concerned because of how busy, you know, just this whole industry is right now. You know, show of hands, who absolutely can't make it, or who of those that you can't, do you think you'd be able to at least, you know, draft some opinions if we continued meetings? You know what I mean? Like maybe we should just have it be a quick, like 5 minute, maybe 10, but all right. I wish it was five, realistically 10 minute conversation.
Yeah, I just have a little bit of concern about the basic premise.
There's another reason also.
What's that?
It's gonna get tense.
Yeah.
It's tense. It's gonna get even more tense.
Yeah.
During the session. And
But also, I mean, part of that, though, is going to be kind of on us in making sure that the committee stays focused.
What's going on? Katrina,
can't hear them.
Katrina, you can't hear us? Is it the phone or just the echo?
It's not far away, like in a bathroom. And echoing.
Have you dropped your phone in the water or anything?
How about now?
So, Katrina, we're discussing right now the possibility of taking a hiatus from the commission for a number of months.
During the state legislative
session. Matt, why don't you explain it?
Katrina, can you hear me?
Here, I got it. Katrina?
Yes.
Okay, so staff brought up that there were a handful of RSC commission members when the RSC was being created, right? That requested that we either take a break from the RSC meetings or at the very least have, much more succinct and to the point, you know, less time consuming stuff going on during the state legislative session. My concern, I shouldn't jump in there and put any words in Ian's mouth, but my concern is that that's 6 months out of the year, and I don't know how realistic that is, that if we actually took any kind of a break, that we wouldn't be missing out on, you know, some important decisions and things going on at the city level that we probably should be meeting about.
Yes, it's going to be really stressful and really crazy, and at the same time, more than likely, there may be some requests at the state level to do some things at the local level. I can imagine. imagine like preemption questions would probably come up.
So, Katrina, on that just real quick, I want to be really clear. The Rental Services Commission is not debating the city's position on state legislation.
Right.
So that's
Yeah, the RSC is not weighing in on any state
in,
stuff.
In general, city advisory bodies, we've got a lot of advisory bodies. City council sets the city's legislative position. And city advisory bodies are advisory to city council, not to the state legislature. So I want to be really...
No, I know that.
Okay. Just wanted to be upfront about that.
I just don't want to be unrealistic and create... I don't know, I just feel like if things come up, we should probably be able to talk about it.
Definitely.
And so if we don't... Huh?
Katrina, I'm going to try calling you from a phone that might... Oh, is this working fine?
No, something better would be amazing.
Okay, I'm going to try calling you back in a sec.
Okay, the number to call is the office phone because my cell phone's being weird. It's 503-460-9702, extension 150.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, thanks.
So, Ian, are you kind of on the same page that I am?
Well, I want to...
Like, what were you going to...
I just want to wait because I want to hear more from Matt about concerns.
Okay.
And... But I want to train here.
I did something wrong.
I don't know if you're down line up here.
Right. That's what I'm possibly messing up.
You encourage me insane about the city funds.
You've reached the Community Alliance of Tenants. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Yeah.
We did it.
Is that better?
Yes, so much better. Thank you.
So basically, there are kind of two categories of concerns, and I'll be candid, from at least from my perspective, I'm not sure an open discussion about this is going to go over well at the commission, or that everyone's going to be fully honest about it. The two fall into workload and scheduling, whereas a number of folks could potentially be spending a lot of time in Salem, particularly weekday afternoons when committees are meeting.
Uh-huh.
And then the second concern is that the tensions from the disagreement that will exist over state legislation will spill over into the commission meetings themselves when the work of the commission doesn't have anything to do with state legislation.
And at the same time, they cross. Yeah, I don't think the conversation's going to go over well. My opinion is that we keep it going. I think that's probably about cover as well. It is what it is. We can't really do anything about that. We're on opposite sides, so... I think taking a hiatus from the commission when we have a lot of things moving forward just wouldn't be smart, especially thinking about like the screening criteria and security deposits are sort of going at that time, I guess, as the technical committee will be going, and it just doesn't make any logistical sense. Maybe from a personal standpoint, sure, but that conversation wouldn't go over well at all.
Things like this, I guess I'm a little rougher about. I mean, I completely agree with you, but I guess from a little more of an aggressive point of view, in that you kind of should have thought of that before you joined. And
yeah.
I mean, if you're splitting time, I mean, I'm heavily involved in the state stuff, but guess what I did when I joined Portland? I got people in the associations that I run. I have other board members and other volunteers and representatives that are going to be representing us down in Salem. And vice versa. I mean, you recruit people to get out there. So, I mean, my personal opinion, and I don't expect the two of you to at least wholeheartedly agree with me by any means, is that, you know, tough, but also at the same time, if it's enough people that we don't have a quorum, we also have no choice but to go along with it. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like we should just continue on through, and hopefully we can have a quorum at each meeting. And as far as, like, the discussions, I would hope, and I think, you know, it's just going to probably test the three of us on the executive side a bit. You know, we'll just need to make sure it's very clear that anything at the state level is brought up, at least if it's not already enacted as a current law, then it's not something we're discussing. We are focused on the city of Portland, period. If something changes at the state level that makes some opinion we have not relevant, so be it. You know, we're not creating laws. You know, it's not like that stuff can't be fixed after the fact. But I think we'll just have to really make sure we're policing the room. And, you know, if people do start going that direction of, you know, well, the debate at the state level went this direction, this is what they thought, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right point of view for the city of Portland. And we need to stay focused on it. It could be the right point of view, but I think the three of us will just have to make sure we're kind of policing the room. But that's my stance on it. But again, if we don't have a quorum, if it's that enough people to do that, then
yeah, nothing we can do about it. I mean, and I'm shooting myself in the foot saying that, because more than likely all of our organizing and policy staff will be spending a lot of time in Salem, and so yes, it is pretty onerous, and we can't allocate time to other folks. We could, but we just don't have that capacity right now built in the organization, so it'll be us, and we'll just be tired.
Yeah. And, I mean, if, as long as we have a quorum in the meetings, those that can't attend, it doesn't mean that them or, you know, them in, with the help of their organization that they're here representing or whatever, whoever, doesn't mean that they can't submit, you know, their, you know, written opinions just like we currently do anyway. So hopefully, you know, if we decide that we're just going to, you know, continue scheduling meetings as needed, then hopefully those that aren't able to attend will still be able to at least contribute their thoughts and opinions and concerns and whatnot.
And maybe there are some, you know, some adjustments we can make for participation. Like maybe we become more reliant on electronic participation if people are going to be in Salem more. I mean, I think we could probably make that more accessible as well. Is that possible? Matt and Andres?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
Mr. Ian?
Yeah.
I'd like to shut up and hear what you have
to
say.
Well, I'm just curious to know, because this is the first time I've heard about this much, was this something that was like a recommendation from council or that you spoke about the director, or was it like
based on level with a couple of people from the commission?
So I think I fall where the two of you fall, which is not to lose the momentum. I have a little bit of concern about managing the potential conflicts that could arise, and I think we should be more thoughtful than just saying, like, we can handle it, we've got this, because it's pretty passionate in there.
I hope I didn't make it sound like I thought it was going to be easy. I definitely didn't.
I don't think so. I just want to make sure.
I definitely didn't mean that.
That we, you know, like we. I feel like we need to task people with it. We need to have like a common message. Just a few things that we should think about to be. We don't have to do it right now, but one of our next meetings we should. Yeah, and as for attendance, I mean, we have an attendance policy. I agree with Christian that it is a volunteer board, commission that people opt into, and I know we can't send replacements, but if we can get people on the phone, that's good.
real quick, just remind me, with our attendance policy, it only counts against you if you don't give at least 24-hour notice, right? Yeah, so it's...
Right. Yeah. So it's suggestive, but it, at least we have a policy, meaning we care and it's important to us, and we've made some, you know,
right.
Put in writing.
No, that wouldn't work, never mind, because that's in city code. Yeah. So, do we even want to discuss this with the RSC, or just continue scheduling meetings and moving forward?
I don't know much I want to open the door if we've kind of made this decision.
I mean, absolutely, it's 100% within our power to decide this is what we're going to do.
I see that.
I'm fine doing that, but.
Katrina, thoughts on addressing it?
Doesn't matter to me. I'm neutral.
Plus, if we just kind of move forward with it, then we also give staff the out when those people that requested, asked about it, go back to them saying, hey, what's going on? Why are we still meeting? They get the out of saying, well, the executive committee decided that the meetings are going to continue.
Well, I guess I would ask, is there an affirmative follow-up that you would want to do after?
I'll follow up with
him. Okay. I am curious, do you feel comfortable saying?
No.
Okay. How about a number? Do you know?
Two.
Two? Oh, okay. I'm sitting here worried that we might not have a quorum because of this. If it's only two, then.
So what I think we should still address is the, you know, relationships, tension in the room and all that. But
sure.
Again, we can do that.
I can come back to it in a future meeting.
I mean, I think it would be definitely good to include that on a, you know, one of the upcoming executive committee meetings,
yes,
agendas, make sure we have time set aside to really discuss, you know, officially how we want to handle that. Mm-hmm. With that said, I would hope people can be professionals, but
I think it will help if you all talk about how you want to handle it
proactively. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, I mean, knowing the people in the room, I know there's a lot of very opinionated people in the room, hence part of the reason we're all willing to be there.
It's so true.
But also, we're all professionals, I would hope. It wouldn't degrade it too much. With that said, and correct me if I'm wrong, staff, but technically, if it got bad enough as an executive committee, we could say, all right, I guess this meeting's over, and just walk out. And it's only going to be, that'll happen once, in my guess, and if it actually got that bad, and they'll either get the hint or, because I'm not willing to sit there. I'm not willing to sit there and watch adults turn into children if it turns into something like more than a professional debate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't put up with that for my 6 and 9 year old boys, so I'm sure in the hell not going to put up with it with adults that I'm volunteering to be in the room with. Granted, I have no control over them, but I won't be sticking around. Anyways, like I said, I'm these kind of things, I mean, I hold my kids to pretty high standards of, you know, if you make a commitment, you're committed, that's what you're doing. You knew you should, if you didn't know what you were getting into, that's your fault for not doing the research and figuring it out and not planning ahead. And I just don't have any sympathy for that stuff. I mean, something that comes up after the fact, you know?
I have some, but
something that you didn't know, that you couldn't have planned for, you know, family stuff, sick, whatever, that's totally fine. But the excuse of I have too many responsibilities isn't work too well for me, because you should have thought of that at some point. But anyways, all right, I'm going to shut up. Obviously, I've given my opinion, and I'm just being a dead horse.
So I will follow up with the commissioners themselves, just to let everyone else know. I'm starting to see tensions urge a little bit, and so I'm going to send another reminder email that sometimes you all get from me to just maintain professionalism and stay focused on knowing that we disagree but being constructive. So unless there are major concerns with that, I'm going to send another email out to the full commission. I think it's good to remind folks every...
Yeah, I have opinions about that, but that's all right.
You have what, Katrina?
Oh, I was just saying, I imagine where that came from, and Yeah, that was...
That's one of the places. It's coming from a couple places, though.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I know. I think I know what you're talking about. That's one of them, but it's coming from a couple places. And I'm just, you know, we're just trying to manage the group and maintain a healthy dynamic. And I think just another reminder, just acknowledging that, you know, a lot of people don't agree around the table, but we've done really well the past couple of years, almost two years now, just 99% of the time, just staying, acknowledging that people disagree without it turning into anything. And as we approach the legislative session, let's just remember that. I don't have the words yet, but I'll probably be sending email out, communication out to the commission, unless you're saying that you are not in support of that, Katrina?
Well, I mean, so just speaking from my personal situation that I'm sure this came up with, I think, you know, there was somebody who got butthurt about something that they shouldn't have when they weren't even called out specifically. So I just worry that sending out that kind of information sends a message that it's okay to be challenged, or that it's okay, that it is not okay to be challenged, which I think is not a message that the city should send, and I kind of worry about it coming off a little strange. I'm happy to talk about that a little bit more offline if that's helpful.
Yeah, we can talk more. I'm going to be candid about trying to help, you know, Andres and Stacy manage the commission meetings along with the executive committee. There's a lot of people doing outside political work, and my preference is that that stuff doesn't get brought to the table by all parties. I guess my concern, to be really candid, is if what all of the organizations are doing outside of the commission work is something that we start to discuss at the table, it could turn into a really, 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 really tense environment. So from my perspective, it's not about, I don't remember the words you said, but I don't want each person starting to I just really can't. I don't want each of the commissioners feeling like they need to bring in some of the outside political work that each other organization is doing. And then we start getting in a debate about that as to whether or not, because that work is just the nature of that work is my big concern.
Well, it's also just not, well, I mean, Katrina, let me just add this. I think it's not so much for me about, like, we don't want your voice to be heard, because, you know, your opinion isn't valued, or the approach isn't valued, or the ultimate goal isn't valued. It doesn't make for a productive conversation. Like, if we are literally going line by line through, you know, legislative text, there's a really dry approach there, and it's boring, and we go around and we hear from different people and they give their inputs on how this policy would affect people, and the political side of that doesn't help with that conversation. And so if that's our primary goal, which is, you know, sort of dry as it sounds, I think it is, then that's sort of, to me, that's another way of framing this that I don't know if it's helpful, but it helps me.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear that, but given that when this was happening on the other side, this wasn't a conversation. I think. Sorry, I just have to push back on that a little bit and say, if we're talking about something and we all agree that we're going to come in good faith and we don't do that, I think there is a space to say something on the record about that. Given that that's happened in the past from other sides and it wasn't addressed in the same manner. I mean, I think in this particular case, we'd probably just have somebody who is a little bit more outspoken in their criticisms and wants that to be addressed because they have that sort of political power, which is fine, but I'm not, I just refuse to characterize what was said as something that was unproductive or something that was political in nature. because it wasn't, and it was tolerated when somebody else did that on the other side. So we can just agree to disagree and move from there.
Okay, I do think, though, there's a point where we need to be on the same page in terms of approach. Sounds like we could get there easily, but I don't know.
Katrina, what's the other, when you say when it happened on the other side, are you comfortable sharing what happened?
Sure. I mean, I'm talking specifically about the same comments that were made about Margo and Portland Tenants United, calling it bad behavior, saying that, talking about the actions that they were doing politically, calling it bad behavior, calling for her resigning, all that kinds of stuff. And even though their actions were very political and outside of what we were doing, nobody brought up the conversation that, oh, we need to make sure that we're respectful and we need to make sure that we're engaging in good faith and the conversation is productive. So that's where I'm just like, I'm sorry, I just refuse to characterize it that way. If it's going to be tolerated on one side, it should be tolerated on the other.
So would you prefer that since, I mean, obviously from what I understand, this is something that happened at the last meeting that I wasn't at, because I'm a little bit lost, but just to clarify, so as a member of the executive committee, would you prefer that because that happened, we decide that that's just okay moving forward, or would you prefer that we take this as our opportunity to kind of take control and say that that's not something that should have happened, and moving forward, we're going to make sure, we want to be a little more diligent in making sure that it doesn't.
I think people are adults. This is a political issue. We let people engage. If somebody gets disrespectful and calls somebody a terrorist, which this is not the action that I'm responding to, or that I'm bringing up as an example, then sure, that's something that needs to be addressed. But saying, hey, this was done in bad faith, I feel like this was done in bad faith, that's not wrong. That's not political. Somebody else calling somebody else's behavior bad behavior?
Well, what's,
essentially.
My question is, you know, this, if this is a commission with like a limited charge and clearly delineated goals, I just am not sure how, like I understand how in the course of normal conversation or even in just how people interact in a room like that, they're on different sides of an issue that can come up, I just don't see why it needs to or why it's constructive. Like my recommendation would be, you can feel however you feel, but let's focus on the issues at hand. We have a limited amount of time. And
which it was about that issue. So I just want to flag that it's 2:36. We're probably not going to agree on this. If you guys want to take a vote, you're more than welcome to do so, but I do want to make sure that we're taking advantage of the time that we have today.
Well, anyway, before this, we did decide we're going to make this more of an agenda item on a future executive committee meeting and dedicate some time to it. So I think let's do that. Hopefully it'll be when we're all in the same room. And I think where I'm at right now might just be because since I wasn't at the last RSC meeting, I'm a little bit lost mentally.
It was a couple meetings ago.
Oh, maybe it was. All right. Maybe I missed it or something. I don't know. But I feel like we should be, we're close to being on the same page. So hopefully we can do that. Let's move forward with actually accomplishing what we need to today. And as I said before, we got onto that. We did ask Andreas to make sure that that topic ends up on one of our upcoming executive committee meeting agendas, so we dedicate some time to it. So what do you need from us today, mm-hmm. Mr. Andreas?
So we need to, at the minimum, set an agenda for the October meeting. Right now, on screening criteria, I'm going to be forwarding the action items that were put together by the commission to Jamie. And the next step are just, the next deliverable from the commission is going to be the opinion letters. So that is the last required component that the Rental Services Commission needs to discuss on screening criteria and security deposits, and a consideration is that we are beginning to get to the point where we need to start discussing rental registration. The way we're...
So, quick question, Andres, around the screening criteria. The new draft that was sent on October 1st, are we planning to send that out to everybody for comment, or what's the plan on that?
I'm not sure what draft you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I received a draft that was labeled 10-1-2018, and it looks like some things are a little different. I think there were some
Katrina,
tweaks that were made after the RSC meeting.
We have not received a new draft this week.
Okay.
So we have not seen a new draft.
Okay. My guess is it probably includes responses to some of the stuff or some tweaks that were made in the last Rental Services Commission meeting.
Mm-hmm. Jamie agreed to a number of changes during the meeting, so I expect we will see a draft at some point with those changes made.
Okay.
But we have not received that draft yet.
Okay. So I guess the bigger overarching question is, if we have another draft, what do we do?
Exactly. And I think that is a question for you all to discuss. I think it's likely that you will keep seeing new drafts until council documents are filed. How substantial those changes are is going to depend, but I think you will continue to see new drafts.
Okay. So what do we do, guys?
I also think that just there may be drafts that get put out there that are still works in progress, and we don't know at what point Commissioner Udaly's office is going to put a draft in front of the RSC. That's just the other piece that, like, there are people involved from the commission in the iterative process of new drafts, and those may not be the ones that Jamie intends to bring for final comment from the RSC.
Mm-hmm.
So that just, not that that's going to affect, I just want that kind of out there, that may, there, you know, because there may be 2-3 more versions, and the intent may end up being that they want to bring a final version to the RSC. And they're just putting out drafts to the people participating in their process, which is separate from the RSC process.
I mean,
it sounds like you heard from Jamie in between the meeting and now that they're not putting out any more drafts. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
I have not heard that, but it has not been uncommon for several drafts to come out in the past between RSC meetings.
Okay.
So between one meeting and the next, there are three versions, or three changes, and it is the third change that she had sent to us saying, okay, this is the version that I want the RSC for our next meeting. So just be aware of that on our end, that you may be seeing versions because you're participating in the other process that Commissioner Daly's office is working through. That may not come to us yet, because that has happened in the past, just as it's changing on a regular basis.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So regardless of the different drafts, I feel like we've discussed this to a point where we are some large percentage there, 90%, 95%, and it's appropriate, especially after last meeting, it's appropriate to start asking people to take a stand, and that Andres could hopefully have enough soon, or already have a sense of what positions would look like, and then put people into those positions with some commentary. Does that seem?
Yeah, so I feel comfortable writing the letters. I think the part that is missing is, the part I'm not comfortable with is assigning positions to people, and I think that people need to take a position on the record, at least on where the policy is now. So I can group them into letters and then write the letters according to what I've heard. Because without that, like, I can come up with my own way of mixing and matching, but I think it will be more trouble for me to assign roles to people than for people to decide where they land on it. And that's what we were going to do at the last meeting, and we deferred because there was a draft that was a substantial change and released the night before the commission met. But I think at some point, the biggest step that I need to begin having letter drafts for review is for people to take a position on the policy proposal.
So there's kind of a chicken.
There isn't a date that's set for the next hearing. I think she said November, but they're not actually giving an actual date this time.
That is correct. They're holding off on having a date.
Okay. So that means that we have between, I think we could have one or two meetings between now and a potential hearing date.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need to have positions ideally by the next meeting so folks could have a chance to review at the following meeting,
right,
or have folks give their positions at the next meeting officially, send out a draft for review, and then make final tweaks or, I don't know,
yeah,
like accepting the letter on record at the next meeting. Is that, what do you think of that, Ian and Christian?
I mean, I'm fine with that if Andres thinks he'll get enough of a response rate to email pre-meeting. Because without it, then certain people are on the record, certain others aren't. And I can see it being awkward, whereas if everyone's in the room and you force people to take a position right there, it gets that much further to the full breadth of opinion, which I think is important to narrow this down and to get people to some sort of finality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so my preferred approach would be what I tried to do with the last meeting, which is if you're going to attend the meeting, you take a position at the meeting. If you are unable to attend, then I ask for an email response because our email response rates are not high or successful.
So
what was it like when you were calling people individually?
People were receptive to talking about how they felt, but the conversation was generally broader, and I think
a more comprehensive in meeting.
Right.
I mean, I think there's a
benefit.
Sorry,
were you saying something, Ian?
I was just going to say there's a benefit to being in the room because one person talking gets another person talking. People feel a little more comfortable in allyship or cohorts, which clearly exist in the room. And, you know, people rely on each other's knowledge base. So I get why that's a more sort of comfortable setting, not to mention everybody's just there, so you have a captive audience. My question is sort of about timing. And I know this day keeps slipping, but it could jump up on us again very quickly. So if we, in October, put people on notice that they'd have to take a position, and then they took a position, I think that gives us enough time to have a position letter on security deposits, position letter on screening, and merge them if that's what you're planning to do, or keep the topics sort of separate within a letter. And then, great, we're all there, and I don't, maybe we're done by the end of October, or maybe then the November meeting is, here's the final draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do certain groups feel comfortable tweaking? Does it shift people's positions in any way? And I think that the answer is probably no, but maybe someone will say, well, I want to clarify my position here. Or again, having everyone in the room, Raul might hear a comment from Christina and say, oh, you know what, I hear that, I want to change it to reflect, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the final chance for everyone to talk about the product and then goes to council. Like, I see a path to that, which I didn't before, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And, you know, assuming there are additional drafts that come forward, or even if they don't, I think the overall spirit of the draft itself may not have changed much. And if there are specific tweaks that folks want, because the devil is in the details, at least that's going to be captured. And if it's changed to reflect somebody's, one person's position and not another, that'll be evident in the policy itself. And at least the person will be on record stating what their preferences are if it's a detailed concern. So I think that's fair. So we'll spend the next meeting doing what we should have done at the last, or what we were hoping to do at the last. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that will be the bulk of the meeting.
Okay.
And then obviously we can allot time for a discussion of changes that have happened since the previous draft.
I'm comfortable with that.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. The next item I wanted to update you on is the task force on screening criteria. The responses we've received from the commission, Margot, Deborah, and Yoni are interested. And then we've gotten three names from outside the commission. Jill
from Marisic.
Thank you. Marisic from Titan Property Management. Ben Kilfoyle from Dynamic Real Estate Innovation, and Marisa Espinosa of the Northwest Pilot Project. So those are the specific names we got. Margot also sent us a list of other groups she wanted included. She thought that JOIN, SCI, New Avenues for Youth and Outside In, as well as caseworkers who work with people with disabilities and immigrant populations should be represented. But did not have specific individuals. So we have three names on the commission, three names off the commission, and a list of suggested organizations.
Were we originally wanting? I know we actually talked about the makeup and numbers.
I believe it was five and six, five from the commission and six off the commission to make an odd-numbered group.
Wasn't it, for some reason I thought I remembered that the commission members was an even number, though.
Maybe it was six and five, then?
I think it was six and five,
thanks.
Mm-hmm. So given the level of interest, do we want to go four and five and then try to get... I mean, it sounds like, if we're looking at broad categories, there are two from a tenant ally side and maybe another from the... that would be a more allied with Deborah. So there's that consideration, and then there's a consideration of one more public members than commission members. Those are my two thoughts.
I mean, I kind of look at it as, I mean, we should decide on, I think it would be good for, you know, whatever number of commission members commit to it, that the number from the public doesn't go above that, just because I would like to make sure that there are RSC members there, at least enough of them to be able to say, hey, let's stay on track, you know, and then kind of help lead that. But outside of that, I mean, you know, I've spent many, many, many hours banging my head against a wall trying to figure out how to get more volunteers for anything. And sometimes you're just stuck with, well, these are the people willing to do it, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for reaching out, but I don't know, I don't know how much effect we can really have beyond just seeing who's willing to show up.
Can I go back to what the goal of this is, please? What is the goal
of this? Is that a question?
Yeah, I guess it's a question. What is the goal of this? Because I think everyone knows how I feel about this, but what's the goal of this?
The goal of the technical committee?
Yes.
To basically act like a reload tag and refine.
Yeah, we're not bringing
recommendations to the...
Sorry, Katrina, you're cutting out. Or can you talk a little louder?
And make recommendations for tweaks, since it's something that's novel and it's going to have impacts and it's going to need additional work, and instead of relying on everybody to just lobby individually, we continue negotiating in a space with recommendations, and the RSC, if we decide, could choose to say, all right, we have these list of recommendations for tweaks and changes that need to happen in the policy, we're going to recommend it to council or like anything. That's the goal. And folks found real value in that.
In what?
Folks found real value in that.
In the relocation technical committee?
No, well, no, in a technical committee that is designed to have other people give insight, give feedback, tweaks, talk about the impacts, intended consequences, unintended consequences, etc.
Okay. And, you know, just to repeat what I mentioned in the commission meeting, you know, the Bureau, one, this hasn't passed. Yeah, well, one, there's not a final proposal, and two, it hasn't passed. And in the event that it does, the Bureau does not have direction from Council to bring technical changes back. So, particularly as we're starting to invite folks that are not from the Commission, I feel in order to be transparent with members of the public, I'm going to need to remind the group of that and any members of the public who attend. And the Bureau is not going to be drafting code changes as a result of the work. And that task force can highlight some issues they see and bring it back to the RSC.
But yeah, that's what it's designed to do.
Okay.
Which I'd say with...
Right?
I mean, in my thought, which if I remember it, I was kind of just neutral on it. You know, if you guys wanted to create a subcommittee, great.
I do not recall that you
were. If not, I wasn't. I was against it?
No, I thought you were a big fan of it on the phone call.
Maybe
I
was.
I don't remember.
I
was skeptical.
But my whole thing behind it was I was seeing it as great. If it's going to be an ongoing, possibly, you know, fluid thing that might be changing down the road as we see how impacts are, maybe we miss out on 12 conversations, or we don't miss out on, but we end up not having to have those conversations at the actual RSC meetings, and we are able to get reports back from them. With that said, I think the most important thing Matt brought up was that as of right now, it's not something that has passed. I assume some form of it will, but it's outside of our control, and we don't know, at this point, we don't even know when for sure it's going to be coming to Council. So with that said, at the very least, we should have, you know, hold on to the list of volunteers that we have, but not officially have them start meeting or officially create, you know, say, you're the members and you're the ones that are doing this, until at the very least, it is something that becomes real that passes with City Council. And when it passes, we might even get some direction at that point, which the direction might be, don't do it.
Potentially, yeah.
You know, so I think currently, we really can't create, you know, move forward with a subcommittee to discuss a ordinance that doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, I mean, so this might be cynical of me, but the other way in which I view this is as like sort of like lubrication or something as we sort of try to move this along. And not we move it along, but you know, Commissioner Udaly's office or the council considers it. Because, and you read the political winds far better than I and you're closer to that, so tell me if you think this is way off base. But I really do think that there is something to being able to say, this isn't perfect, but no legislation is ever going to be perfect. It achieves many of the, you know, biggest goals that we're trying to achieve, and maybe there are tweaks down the road. And Council, you haven't tasked us with thinking about that, but we're going to think about it in the event there needs to be a time where changes are made, or maybe there's a friendly amendment on the, you know, the day that is, well, we want to look into this, we're going to look into that, which I know that there are now and then. You know, we have concerns, but I'm voting yes, given that this is considered more deeply. And I just think it would be nice to be set up for that, knowing, I mean, we should be honest with ourselves and with the group that's eventually assigned here or chosen here that, hey, this could result in nothing. It's still good to have given a thought. I don't want to spin wheels for no reason. That was sort of the compromise that I reached internally when we were having the conversation as a group. I need to step out. I'm sorry.
Oh, still got a quorum. No.
Katrina, I'll see you at coordinating board.
All right, see you in a few.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So,
Katrina left.
All right. Is this when I get to become the dictator? I'm guessing, yeah, we have no quorum, huh? That's awesome. Okay. What else was on your list? What did you want to do?
I think she interpreted Ian leaving as the meeting was over. Yeah. Because she said goodbye.
I thought she was just saying
bye
to him.
I thought so too, and then she hung up.
Do you want to take all her back?
And I can't.
I mean, as it stands right now, we're just talking about...
Yeah. Me? Matt said to call back now.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
It was just weird.
Last things to finish up. So Christian asked what else I had on my list. The other things were that we had an ask from a commission member to think through how to deal with testimony better. The concern specifically was that commission members, they wanted to make sure that when commission members engaged with testimony given by members of the public, that we try to guide it to be in a situation where the members of the public can respond to it. And so what I had suggested in response to that was that if members of the commission have questions or wish to follow up with a specific person's testimony, that we ask they do that while that person is still at the podium so they have the opportunity to respond. And so that was something I wanted to run by all of you.
I think that worked really well last time, yeah.
Okay. So I'll just be saying that at the beginning of the meeting. And then we'll have to push this into the November executive committee meeting, but we have to begin talking about rental registration soon because of internal timelines at the Bureau, and to make sure the Rental Services Commission has an opportunity to talk about that. So we will likely have to begin talking about that in November if we want to give the Commission the opportunity to provide input before we start taking actions. So that's just a on the horizon.
What is the internal timeline?
We want to begin doing some level of outreach and strategy in January for the first phase of rental registration, which is just going to be an expansion of the business license tax.
Okay, so all that's been set up already?
The initial scope for the first year has been set by the ordinance.
Okay.
And so at this point, it's going to be a conversation about what does that look like for the first year, and then in the future, there will be a more robust policy conversation once we move beyond the first year of the registration.
All right.
Okay. That's it.
Cool.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye, Katrina.